This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Patriots and Cuckslayers, it's your guest host, Royce White, here at the top of the hour in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm going to be here with you for the entire hour. I want to thank the entire InfoWars team, Alex Jones himself, the legend Alex Jones, for allowing me to host this great and legendary platform. All of you out there in the InfoWars audience, this is the most spiritually awake audience in the entire world, in my opinion. And I always, always appreciate your feedback. I'm seeing it constantly on the internet. I do see it. Little special announcement. I forgot, because this ain't about me. But we are coming up on a 2024 election that has implications for everybody all over the country, no matter where you're running, whether you're running for House, whether you're running for Senate, whether you're running for governor or city council or state legislator or school board or whatever it is. The implications of the 2024 election involve every single citizen in the United States of America. Yours truly will be running for United States Senate here in Minnesota against the liberal icon, the white liberal woman's icon, Amy Klobuchar. Some of you may not be familiar with Amy Klobuchar. Some of you aren't that political. For those of you who are political, understand that Amy Klobuchar is the paragon of status quo politics. Well, she's got a run for her money coming here in 2024. Because the first thing that we're going to challenge, the first thing that we're going to fight, the first thing that we're going to push back against is the narrative itself. And the narrative is that all of these yuppie, posh, white liberal women are here to protect us black people from white supremacy. It's on the loose. White supremacy is everywhere. It's in our closets. It's hiding in our gardens. It's in our back seats. It's down at the local gymnasium. It's over there in City Hall. It's everywhere. You can't escape it. White supremacy is all over the place. And these liberal white women like Amy Klobuchar, they want to tell me the KKK is the biggest threat I face. And then they want to tell me the cops are the biggest threat I face. And then they want to say that the KKK are the cops. And then they want to tell me to get rid of my guns and call the cops when the KKK show up. You can't make it up. This is the mentality. This is how stupid the liberal white woman and her entire political edifice thinks you American citizens are. And more specifically, you black folks in the heart of America's biggest cities. And it's so easy. It's going to be so easy. It's become so easy. Let's just be clear. My thoughts and prayers are with everybody there in Jacksonville. I know that there was a shooting there in Jacksonville, and a white man shot and killed three black people. Hey, listen, you all aren't getting it. That's easy to stage. I'm not saying it's staged. I don't have to say it's staged, and we don't have to say it's staged. What we need to start to talk about is the potential of staging. I don't care if it's mass shootings. I don't care if it's pandemics. I don't care if it's UFOs. I don't care what the case may be. The main point to drive home, and I'm going to try and drive home this hour, is that we as citizens have become so unaware of the potential of the government that presides over us and the people they work for. We have become so unaware of just how powerful these people really are and what they mean to do with that power, what they're capable of doing with that power. Many of us want to sit at home and think, no, why wouldn't Nancy Pelosi do this? Why would Barack Obama do this? Why would George Bush Jr. or Senior or Granddaddy Herbert, why would they do this? Well, people are evil. People are evil. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we are absolutely at the tail end of a long streak of corruption. No telling what they're willing to do to save their position. No telling what they're willing to do to bolster their position, to back up their position, to double and triple down on their position. There's no telling what they'll do. We don't know. But we should start to speculate, because whatever it is, it's coming. Stay tuned after the break.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Again, back this afternoon, Royce White here in the Belly of the Beast, guest host for the hour. And before the break, we were talking about just how far the establishment is willing to go to protect itself and the corruption, the corrupt power that is gained. We don't know how far they'll go. We don't know how far they'll go. We know that my future Senate opponent, Amy Klobuchar, for 2024, will tell us that white supremacy is the biggest threat that American citizens face. In fact, they said that on the record. And there's an entire domestic council council on domestic terrorism, which highlights right there in plain print. If you believe in God, if you don't take the vax, or if you're a white man, effectively, you could be a domestic terrorist, right? And situations like this only bolster that agenda, that propaganda, is what I'm saying. I don't know. This shooting in Jacksonville might have been totally, might have been completely organic. I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't be sure. I don't live in Jacksonville. I live in Minnesota. I don't know. But what I can tell you is, Anytime the deaths of people benefit the greater agenda of the establishment, I start to wonder, and I think you should too. And that goes for the shooting in Jacksonville, but it also goes for the fires in Maui, and it also goes for COVID-19 in general, this entire pandemic. Anytime the deaths of people benefit the agenda of the establishment, we all should take a step back and question. That's our duty as citizens. And when the establishment tries to tell you, or tries to tell you you can't, or make it all but illegal to question the motive, question whether or not it's nefarious, question the government and their role or their knowledge or their response. When the establishment tells you or tries to tell you you can't do that, starts to make them look guilty. I mean, just on face value, right? I got a girlfriend, for example, and I come home and I say, hey, well, what'd you do today? And she goes through and she tells me, you know, what she did today. And then at the end, she makes a statement that says, and just for future reference, don't ask me what I did today. Don't ask me what I'm doing during the day. Like, what? Can't ask you what you're doing during the day. Well, what do you mean? Hey, don't drop by my job unannounced. Or you know what I mean? Don't touch my cell phone. Right? These kind of things are red flags. Let's just talk about personal relationships, because the people who run our country are just regular people. Right? The human psychology is the same way. And, you know, just no pun intended, the psychology of the liberal white woman is running the show. And the beta male cuck, I mean, their relationship is a story for another day. But the point, and there is a black liberal woman that is trying to emulate the white liberal woman. You know, there's the Joy Ann Reeds who wear white woman's wigs and toupees on national television. And the relationships that they have with their black men that are cucked, I couldn't even describe to you. It's embarrassing to say the very least. The point is, you got black men and women who are either beta males and cucks or radical feminists running our government. And when beta male cucks or radical feminists tell you don't look over here, you better damn well sure look over there on all things. I said investigate Maui on the side of my head. If you can pull that picture up there in the control room, you know, at the Big Three game. And people were so angry. They were so offended that I would even dare to question that something nefarious took place there in Maui. I mean, they were livid. I mean, you could feel the hostility in their Twitter talk or Instagram or whatever it was. Right. And I'm happy to say, or I'm fortunate to say that the majority of the response was, hey, yeah, we should investigate Maui. Some don't seem right. Some don't seem right there. But for the people who did have a problem with it, I mean, they really had a problem with it. It's almost as though we should not be able to question anything that happens. We should not be able to question whether or not the government had something to do with it. And I just want to bring your focus back, all of you freedom fighters, all of you people who are battling in systemic injustice and racism and white supremacy and you know, whatever you say you're fighting against. Your cultural icons all were the victim of high-level government conspiracies. Whether they pulled the trigger at the end or not, many of your cultural icons in this freedom fighter movement were the victim of high-level government conspiracy. Do we need to go down the list of names? Okay, we'll give you the big four. The big four: John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. There you go. Those are the four horsemen. Those are the four freedom fighters. Those are the four martyrs of the modern era. All of them were victims in some way, shape, or form of a high-level government conspiracy. And how dare you claim to carry on their mission while simultaneously rejecting the very idea that the government could be corrupt and, in fact, involved in many of the things we see happening today. I don't care if they're running some psyoped, brainwashed freak out there in some black neighborhood to kill black people. You think that's beyond what they would do? People who think that that's beyond what they would do, they don't understand the Bay of Pigs. They've never read on the Bay of Pigs. They don't understand false flags. This is why Alex Jones scares you all. Doesn't scare me. That's why I have no problems when the Mother Joneses of the world or the Guardians of the world or the Washington Posts of the world or the New York Times or pick another New World Order publication. I have no problem when they call me a darling of the alt-right because I'm friends with Alex. They're doing that for you all. I mean, not those who watch Alex Jones, but those of you who are tuning in because this black man is on the Alex Jones show. Let's see what this coon is talking about. They're doing it for all of you. They're doing it so all of you never look under the rock. And if we could create a caricature of a Royce White or an Alex Jones, just maybe you'll continue on with your simple life where everything is roses and then butterflies. When really everything is casinos, and when I say casinos, I mean the algorithms or the psychological science that went into the social media apps. Everything is casinos. Everything is dopamine and serotonin is what your roses and butterflies really means, right? And they're not shy about telling you that either, but you won't look under that rock either. You won't look under the rock that big tech has weaponized the fundamental systems of the human psychology against you. You won't look under the rock where there are false flags, but you can't claim to be fighting for justice and freedom and equality. And you want to be mad at me for saying that, hey, I completely believe they will wind up some radical freak in some way to shoot some black folks so they can continue pushing the narrative that white supremacy is the biggest threat we face. Now we're all supposed to look over here in Jacksonville when we still haven't finished pulling the bodies out of the fires and the ash in Maui. Let's not investigate that. We don't want to talk about that. That's a stone too far. That's a bridge too far. We don't want to cross that. Everybody except Maui was an accident. It was a natural disaster. Horrible. Are any of you familiar with Operation Starfish Prime? Are any of you familiar with Operation Fishbowl? Take a second while you get your resent and your emotions all up right here, right in your throat, ready to go find Royce's Twitter and comment the way that I'm a Uncle Tom. Take that for a moment and just Google Operation Starfish Prime, Operation Fishbowl. We're going to talk about Operation Starfish Prime and Operation Fishbowl on the other side of the break so that you can understand just how arrogant, how stupid, how naive, how malicious your government can be. This was in the 60s. What do you think they do?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another segment here at InfoWars, where I'm your host for the hour, Royce White. I'm here from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And before the break, we started talking about Operation Starfish Prime. Well, really, we're talking about why people don't believe that their government is involved in high-level conspiracies. And I don't even think it's so much that people don't believe the government is involved in high-level conspiracies, because many people, if you ask them just walking up and down the street in casual conversation, will all say without equivocation that they don't trust the government and that the government is, in fact, involved in high level conspiracies. Well, of course, most people would admit that in casual conversation, because it's on the record. I mean, it's not really a conspiracy theory when it's written right there on the official record. And we do like our official authoritative sources, don't we? Well, there's plenty of official records that shows the government involved in high-level conspiracies right out there in the open for anybody to go look up. The interesting part comes when a certain group of people who vote one way tend to accuse or assert that there's a high-level government conspiracy going on the opposite end of the political spectrum with the government. Well, never forget that 58 intelligence officials, 58 intelligence officials, signed a letter to say that the entire Hunter Biden laptop story was the result of Russian disinformation. These people, these political elites, these intelligence community sellouts, these people were willing to blame the Russians, who are a potential nuclear adversary, for Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, if we're going to blame the Russians for something, make it good. Okay. And I say that as a potential future statesman. There's no auspice under which I would agree to blame somebody for something they did falsely. But even in my corrupt mind, if I'm going to potentially stoke a nuclear war with Russia, it's got to be for something more valuable, something more important than a crackhead's laptop. I mean, give me a break. And I say that, I bring that up to show you who these people are. I mean, they're willing to lie to you at the highest of levels over the most simple and stupid of situations. Joe, your son is a crackhead. Okay, he left his crackhead laptop at one of the hotels he was panhandling. Okay, I mean, why do we have to go to war with Russia because your son's a crackhead? I mean, give me a break. This is ridiculous. It's out of control. It's out of control. We don't want to go to war with Russia over a crackhead and his laptop. Now, the other potential issue with Hunter Biden is that something on that laptop was connected to the corruption of Joe Biden, which had implications far beyond the degeneracy of Hunter Biden and him being a crackhead or, solicitor, prostitute, or whatever it is he's doing. Look, I'm not judging. I don't smoke crack. I don't use prostitutes. But hey, all of us here in America many of us here in America who are heterosexual and in the modern sexual marketplace could be categorized as exchanging sex for, what do they say, transaction, making our sex and our romance is transactional. I mean, that's just regular, right? If I take you on a date, you know, I pay for the date, we have sex. It's a transaction of sorts. I mean, it is what it is. Now, Hunter, he's a special type of solicitor, right? I mean, he's going to the yellow pages for this type of stuff. So the record reflects, okay? He's a sick puppy. He's a sick puppy. But nonetheless, yeah, we don't want to go to war over his laptop. We certainly don't want to have our intelligence community conspire with the executive branch or anybody else to create a workaround or pass or to save face in the public, at the court of public opinion for a crackhead. That's crazy. So there must be something. I mean, you can almost tell, you can almost infer either. And this is one of those situations where no answer is good for the people who we're talking about. Either A, Joe Biden, his entire administration are so incompetent and so childish, so immature with the levers of power, which they have, that they would actually risk us going to war with a potential nuclear adversary over a crackhead's laptop, or they were stupid enough to let a crackhead have information that was so detrimental that they're willing to go to war over a crackhead's laptop. Either way, doesn't look good for the Biden administration. It doesn't look good for these 58 intelligence officers who thought to sign on to this letter. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And it doesn't look good for the rest of us, all of us out there who are willing participants in this style of governance, this level of incompetence. This is not. And what makes it even worse? To add insult to injury, as if there's any more room for it. What makes it even worse is the mainstream media industrial complex that all of us out here in the world who believe in it. Including Wikipedia, they call it authoritative sources. That mainstream media industrial complex actually wants to promote that Joe Biden being elected and the Democrats being in control of whatever they're in control of, anytime they're in control of it, is a huge step up from Donald Trump and his immaturity, quote unquote. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. The grown-ups are back in the room. These people are grown-ups. Joe Biden can't wipe his own ass. That's number one. His son's a crackhead. They got a laptop floating around out there that the entire intelligence community has to lie in order to try and cover up. And on top of that, every time a Hunter Biden situation pops up in the news, a day later, Donald Trump gets hit with another indictment or another charge. I mean, these are the people who are running the country. And I said in one of the first segments of the first hour, right, that we had to put away petty differences because this is the pivotal moment. Well, the pivotal moment isn't just because they want to take away our freedoms. The other reason is we are in a full-scale war, biologically and economically for sure, but potentially a kinetic war as well. I mean, we're in a kinetic war with Russia right now. Right now, we're in a kinetic war with Russia. That's the reality. We got to get ourselves out of these situations. We have to navigate these situations. Do you really think that a crackhead and a senile old man who can barely walk up a flight of stairs can get us out of these situations? Do you believe that? I mean, if you do, God bless your soul. God bless you, okay? I'm going to pray for you because you need significant, significant spiritual guidance. You're not able to see things clearly, and that's sad. That's horrifying, but it's sad to say the least. We don't want to go to war over a crackhead's laptop. I know I was supposed to talk about Starfish Prime, but really, do we even have to talk about them sending nukes up to light a fire in the atmosphere? Do we have to even go there? I mean, yeah, they did that. But 58 intelligence officials signed a letter to hide the contents of the crackhead's laptop. Give me a break.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's me again, Patriots and Cuckslayers, here live from the belly of the beast. Morris White, I'm your guest host on InfoWars for the remainder of the hour. I want to say thank you again to the entire InfoWars team and the great Alex Jones for allowing me to host this incredible, incredible, historic, iconic, legendary, country-saving platform. I'm reluctant to even say platform because the words become so woke. Show. Let's say show. Thank you for letting me host the show, Alex. I really appreciate it. Before we hit the break, I was supposed to talk about Starfish Prime, just to let people know the magnitude of what their government is is capable of, and what lengths they're willing to go to in this journey for technological and scientific supremacy. This is really what it was. We were at war with Russia, basically. We were in a cold war with Russia. in the mid-60s. The Cold War with Russia really began right after World War II. And by the 60s, we were in full-blown Cold War, you could say, with Russia. And we thought that it was wise to do a nuclear test up in the atmosphere. And they fenced it on. We're trying to learn things. They tried to set the atmosphere on fire. I mean, this is who we're dealing with, right? This is who we're dealing with. And you could talk, there are so many government conspiracies or classified information that the government has withheld. It's horrifying. I mean, MK Ultra is the easy one. Everybody, talking about Jacksonville and being able to potentially brainwash people to do certain heinous things or violent things in the interest of some government agenda, MK Ultra would seem like a great place to start as well. But I'm not even going to bring MK Ultra into it because we all mostly know about it. I mean, many, many common people know about MK Ultra. If you don't, again, you're not even in the beginner stage of having a real opinion about what government is or isn't capable of. But, we don't even have to talk about Operation Starfish Prime or MK Ultra or Blue Book or Gain of Function. Let's not even go there because we don't have to go there. Please do the research on your own. I promise it'll be fruitful and you'll start to understand just who your leaders are and what they're capable of, what their scientific pipe dreams really look like. But let's just talk about the simple fact that 58 intelligence officials signed a letter to say that the Hunter Biden laptop story was the result of Russian disinformation. This is a telltale sign. This is a telltale sign that our leaders, our current leader, our commander in chief, is an absolute moron. And under normal circumstances, I would refrain from criticizing the president of the United States while we're at war. But see it as, I guess the Congress hasn't officially said we're at war, we're only aiding the Ukraine. I guess I can say that the president's an absolute moron. So we're not officially at war, right? And we are officially at war, and our president is a moron. And I have to say it because that's just how dire things have gotten in this country. We can't hold any punches. I'm sorry. The man can't walk a straight line. The man walks like he's drunk at all times of the day. And maybe he is drunk a lot of the day. I don't know. I'm not there personally. I would hope he's not walking around drunk. That would be a horrifying revelation. But regardless, the cognitive decline that we've seen from Joe Biden just over the last 12 months is intense. It's intense to say at least the man can barely walk around on his own. He has to be directed around on a continual basis. And what's dangerous about that is obviously, who's really running the country? Jill running the country? Is it the Obamas? Are there certain fingers from the intelligence community or the Joint Chiefs or maybe his intellectual Finocchio buddies over there from the World Economic Forum? Who really has the levers of power for our great nation? I don't know. I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble putting a finger on it. I think it's a combination of people, but all of their sails are pointed in the same direction. That's the benefit that they have is, every pirate is going to try and take a little extra for themselves, but ultimately they always win because most of the pirates have the same bottom line. And again, drugs, slavery, piracy, it's a great segue that this entire globalist business model that stems back to the crown and the sun that never sets on the British Empire. Drug slavery and piracy was a business model that they perfected. It's a business model that the founding fathers here in America rejected. They rejected on principle, moral authority, moral claims, independence from that business model. And yet here we are. We don't want to believe that pirates will be pirates. We don't want to believe that slave takers will be slave takers. We don't want to believe that drug dealers will be drug dealers. This is who we're dealing with. This is who we're dealing with. And I know it's hard for people to comprehend. It's hard for people to hear an Alex Jones on a daily basis and think, man, what if everything he's saying is actually true? What if it's all true? And I'm happy that now more than ever, a lot of people are willing to step up and say, hey, Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right is going to end up being one of those iconic phrases that comes out of this moment in American history. If we don't become a China-centric tributary state where all of the history is written by the very people who destroyed the country, if we save the country and the history is written by fair and honest and truthful patriots, phrases like Alex Jones was right will be etched in the record books. But I know it's hard. People listen to Alex Jones and they go, oh, it's doom and gloom. And oh, he's just trying to sell people products or whatever. I mean, just, you know, grow a pair. The man is fighting against an establishment that obviously wants to take him out. But more importantly, they want to take you out. And they're really not shy about saying it. I mean, how else do you want? How would you like somebody to deliver that message to you? That's the question I ask. How would you like that message to be delivered? What's the ideal way to tell you that the entire government superstructure that presides over you is conspiring to undermine your freedoms and rights? Well, is there a good way to tell somebody that? No, there's not a fun, safe, comfortable way to tell people that, which is why your local news, your national news, and your international news never really do it. Because it doesn't sell. It's not profitable. And I don't even mean it's not profitable in a monetary sense. It's not profitable in a control sense. It's hard to control people when you panic them, right? It's hard to keep people under control when you give them too much panic. When you give them too much of the truth, you can't handle the truth, right? That's part of the justification for classifying documents, classifying information, not just so our enemies can't see it. That's the first excuse they make. But the second excuse is on the basis that people wouldn't know how to handle the truth. They wouldn't know how to handle it. They wouldn't know how to go on about their daily lives. They wouldn't know how to be a cog in the machine or how to be a cog in the wheel if they knew the truth. Well, what truth are they really trying to hide? I mean, you know, when push comes to shove, what truth are they trying to hide from us? What's so dark and you know, unreal that we can't know? That our little primitive, uneducated minds can't comprehend? What is it? All I see are a bunch of pirates. A bunch of pirates telling you that you can't handle the truth, so they can continue to steal your money. And even more so, steal your energy. Steal your complacence. Steal your ability to think for yourself. Steal your autonomy. That's what they're trying to steal from you. That's the real scam. The scam is we can't tell you the truth, because then the whole game would be up. The jig would be up. We'd have to figure out how to take your freedom by force. It's much easier if you just give it to us. And we're going to talk about that more on the other side. What is the prospect of maintaining freedom?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, You are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale, because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamineral Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the final segment of the hour. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to say thank you to the entire InfoWars audience and Alex Jones himself, the great Alex Jones, for allowing me to host. At the end of the last segment, freedom, the prospect of freedom. How we got in here? How did we get to this place? Well, you know, it's a damning indictment of us all. It really is. I hate to say it. It's a damning indictment of us. We the people. We the people became comfortable. We became complacent. We agreed. We signed a dotted line. We allowed the government and all of our corporate global elites to tell us that all of our lives would get better, that it was a net positive to surrender certain rights and freedoms to a bigger, broader government and global corporatocracy. We all bought into it. We all bought into it. Or let's say our level of activism or our ministry didn't match the direness of the proposal that we were being given. And that proposal was exactly what I just laid out. Give us your rights. Give us your freedoms. We'll give you security. We'll give you the endless pursuit of radical materialism. Have at it. Do as thy wilt. And some of us wanted to maintain some resemblance of patriotism, of faith in Christianity, or whatever faith you believe in, and just individual liberty, individual autonomy and sovereignty. And we all told ourselves all along the way that nothing the government did or could do would be able to take us or bring us to the place that we are at right now. And right now, we are at a place, we are at a moment in history where freedom itself, every ounce of American freedom is on the line. There won't be a resemblance of American freedom if we don't turn this around right now. And I'm calling on all the Supreme Court justices, all of the patriots that still exist in any of these intelligence communities, everybody around the world, everybody in the media, anybody who still has a heart, anybody who still has some sacred honor, everybody across the country, we need all hands on deck now. If we don't get all hands on deck now, we won't make it. We won't make it. That there won't be an America. There won't be an America. And the place that we get in place of America won't be a place that many of us want to live. We think we'll want to live there. We think it's fun to walk up at the store at Whole Foods and put our fingerprint on to scan for a nice fresh loaf of bread, right? Nice artisan. Gluten-free, mystery wheat loaf of bread. I'm joking, but you get the point. But pretty soon when the food runs out and we have food scarcity or they execute the agenda of taking the food supply away from us, literally, or rationing it based on a diversity, equity, and inclusion or climate agenda, then you'll be going to put your handprint, your palm print on the scanner for a little small piece of rotten bread, right? And many people don't see that time coming, but the Alex Joneses of the world do. And many others do. I certainly do. I see the potential for it. And the question is, when we talk about freedom, when we discuss freedom, do we have to deal with what is or what could be? Was the inception of this country and its founding documents to deal with what was or what could be? Anybody who understands anything about the Constitution of this great nation understands that it dealt with the potential tyranny of the federal government. It dealt with the potential of politics in a constitutional republic. It dealt with hypotheticals. And the hypotheticals right now are way out of control. We've let them get way out of control. The reality, the here and now, is way out of control, let alone the hypotheticals. Direct energy weapons, gain of function, research, top secret, domestic surveillance on political opponents, false flags. I mean, these are the real hot spots. Tinder boxes for conspiracy to bubble up. Not to mention the conspiracy that's right out there in the open. And I mentioned the housing crash. I was just watching The Big Short earlier today, and it just reminded me how corrupt the entire housing market collapse was. Out of control. The financial elites in this country and around the world are completely and utterly out of control. And the fact that they do it so arrogantly, so unabashed, should signal how scared you should be of other things that they claim they're not involved in. They're all involved together. They're all in on it together. I said it when I ran for Congress against Ilhan. I'm going to continue to say it as I run for Senate against Amy Klobuchar. They're all in on it together. They're all a part of the same agenda. Now, will they try and siphon a little bigger piece of the pot off for themselves as they carry out that agenda? Absolutely. Absolutely. They'll try and do for themselves what they can in that agenda. But the reality is they're all in on it together. And they are all in on it together. If we can, I want to play the clip of the young woman. It's about 19 seconds. The young woman who was the grand juror for the Donald Trump case, I believe, in Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. It was either Virginia. I think it's Virginia. All right, let's roll that clip. If we got it queued up, let's roll that clip. I just want to show you where the country's actually going and that the spirit of the country is, the spirit of these people is aimed in one direction, and it's dragging the country in that direction. If we can play it, I will wait for them to get the clip up. But it's a young woman who
I want to hear from the former president. But honestly, I kind of. of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
Run the clip again. Please, I don't think people really understand what this means, what the implications are. We live in a banana republic. This is these are kangaroo court proceedings. And when you lose the rule of law, when your courts become politicized and then weaponized against political opponents or dissidents like Alex Jones, you've already lost your freedom. I mean, from the perspective of our founding fathers, freedom is already lost in this country. It's gone. When things like this are allowed to go on, we've already lost freedom. Roll the clip again. Roll it again.
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
This is what we're living in. This is the degradation of the American justice system. It's moral hazard from a justice system that's always played fast and loose with the truth for the agenda, for the advantage of the highest bidder, right? The hyper-financialization of American law and the American jurisprudence, which stems from the racket that exists between the American higher education institutions, the universities, and the Bar Association. Right. I mean, it's all one racket. That's what I played the clip for, to show you this is one racket. Or let's talk about Fannie Pack Willis for the last minute here before we head out. They're going to use the black woman as a cudgel against you. Make no mistake about it. And you better pray for black men like me to rise up, because there's something about suburban white women that just can't resist a great sob story from the American black woman. And that sob story is being used to ram a tyrant spike right up the rear end of America. Let's talk about Fannie Willis. Complete political witch hunt. Complete Facebook posts from 2020 talking about the elections and actually. On the record, on our Facebook page, claiming that the integrity of the election was in danger, but it was only in danger if the Democrats weren't going to win. When Donald Trump says it's a felony, it's treason, it's conspiracy against rights, it's all these other things. These are the times we live in, people. We better get serious right now. I mean, this is the moment. If there ever was a moment for you to pick up your sword and your shield and get ready to fight, it's right now. Godspeed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.